It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. The city of Las Cruces will proclaim next week Native Plant Week. To learn more about Native Plant Week, Emily Guerra talked to Mesilla Valley Audubon Society President Elaine Stakara-Simon and with National Audubon Society's Bird Friendly Communities Program Senior Director John Roden.
How did the proclamations come about, Elaine?
So Native Plant Week is Mesilla Valley Audubon Society reached out to the Native Plant Society of Las Cruces after I was watching a National Audubon Society webinar, for which John was the primary lead on this webinar. And it was all about doing proclamations and resolutions and ordinances in order to further outreach, especially to public officials, on why native plants are important. And especially, because of course it is Audubon, native plants are especially important for birds and their habitat. So Mesilla Valley Audubon, of course, it doesn't just include Mesilla Valley. We include Doniana County, Otero, and Sierra counties. And so when I reached out to Joan Woodward over at Native Plant Society Las Cruces, she thought this was a great idea. And when I asked her if she wanted to work on it with me, she jumped right in. It's been a great collaboration. We both had input into the proclamation, and both the Doniana County and City Council are proclaiming the 18th to 24th as Native Plant Week to enhance recognition of native plants and their importance, of course, to birds, but for so many other reasons as well. And when we knew that it was going to happen, I reached out to John to let him know and ask him to be involved with us as well as we move forward with our proclamation.
Now, John, is this something done nationally?
Yes, absolutely. So the team that I lead at the National Audubon Society is promoting native plants because, as Elaine has said, they are better for our native bird species. And one of the ways that we're doing it during this month, during April, which obviously includes Earth Day and Earth Week, is to encourage the Audubon Network to engage with local partners and local communities to pass these proclamations and resolutions and ordinances to not only raise awareness about the importance of native plants, but also to move toward how do we actually center them in our communities, whether we're thinking about planting or restoration or anything of that type. And I will say that, so it does fit into our national work and our national strategy. This does happen to be National Native Plant Month, which was passed by unanimous consent by the U.S. Senate in late March. That was a bipartisan effort to designate that. And so this does highlight across the country, but in communities everywhere across the country, the importance of native plants.
Native plants are different in each state.
Absolutely. The native plants here are different than the native plants that you are going to find anywhere else.
So these aren't Native American plants, they're just native to that particular region.
That's correct. Even if you have plants that are going to just do really, really well up in the northern part of the state, that does not mean that they are going to do well down here in the southern part of the state. Our climate is more similar to El Paso than it is to Santa Fe. So, you know, you want to make sure that when you are going out to buy native plants, that you make sure to get plants that are native to our Chihuahuan Desert, southern New Mexico climate.
How long has this been going on, this initiative of Native Plant Week?
So I can take that from the national level. So we've been promoting this for the past couple years that we've been asking folks to focus on this. We had our first effort to create a Native Plant Week last year. We planned that before the pandemic hit, and so that obviously interrupted some of those plans. So this is really the second year where we've been very focused on how do we actually create a movement around Native Plant Week. And I think that we're having quite a lot of success around the country and particularly relevant here in New Mexico too.
And why are these native plants important for birds and bugs at the local and national levels?
A lot of people know that in the United States and Canada, since I think it's about 1970, we've lost 3 billion birds. That's billion with a B. And not to mention the devastating fallout of migratory birds that people are familiar with from last August and September. It was heartbreaking. It was devastating. And birds were just falling. The problem with, you know, the changes in the climate, you know, the problems that are caused by, for example, the wildfires, the problem is not out there somewhere. The problem is here in our backyards. It has come to us. Insectivores are down 32%, I believe is what I read. You know, native plants are needed to give the, not just the birds, as you mentioned, but the buggies. The bugs need the plants, the birds need the bugs. That's why it's so absolutely critical to be planting native species that are going to be supporting the native insects to be eaten by the birds.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Elaine Stakara Simon and John Roden at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.